USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House has signaled they will block any cooperation with the House's impeachment inquiry, calling Democrats' efforts illegitimate and dangerous, setting up a constitutional clash with Congress. In a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the three committee chairs leading the impeachment probe, the White House counsel all but declared the Trump administration will refuse to engage with a process it considers constitutionally invalid. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking to reporters in Vermont, says he will release his medical records after last week's heart attack.
We've always planned to release them, and we have more medical records, obviously, now, and we will release them at the appropriate time.
Senator Sanders has not said if he will resume campaigning before the October 15th primary debate, and the Dow lost 314 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There's a continuing decline in illegal southern border crossings. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan says illegal border traffic declined for a fourth straight month in September, when it was down by 65% from what was seen in May. He says at a White House briefing, it's because of more cooperation from some other nations.
President Trump has worked to have other countries in the regions, like Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, to join us as true partners.
Morgan, though, took the opportunity to chide Congress for doing nothing on serious immigration reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jews all over the world will observe Yom Kippur beginning tonight. The holiest day on the Jewish calendar begins at sundown. It's a 25-hour day of atonement observed by fasting, praying, and synagogue services in which Jews ask God for forgiveness. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This week in my series on how to fix our broken healthcare system, we're going to discuss transparency in the healthcare industry, and specifically, when you go to a doctor or when you visit an ER, who you're supposed to be paying and how much they're supposed to be charging you. Again, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's a surgeon and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. Now, he also has a book out titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And like I said, we discuss how crazy the healthcare system is, because you don't know what you're paying up front, and then you get a bill and you could be paying a lot more than what you anticipated.
You need to get an itemized bill, check for mistakes, Google the code and find out what the service is, figure out if you actually had that done, look for mistakes. 80% of medical bills that are itemized from hospitals have a mistake. You need to look up the going price on fairhealth.org or Healthcare Blue Book. You need to figure out what the true market value is for services and use that as a starting point for negotiation. When I defend patients who are unfairly sued for not paying their medical bills to have their paycheck garnished, which is a disgrace, I remind the judges that I can't just show up and mow your lawn and send you a bill for $4,000. There's got to be some agreement. So we're trying to restore civility to medical billing practices.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.